Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey everyone, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. This episode is the second in the two-part series with Dane Maxwell. Dane is a brilliant marketer, and you're going to have the opportunity of continuing to hear kind of from behind the scenes as he and I were starting to talk about the five questions you need to solve your number one greatest problem. And what you'll find is he's actually going through and talking about my number one greatest problem. Listen to that, but most importantly, understand the psychology and the questions that he's asking. And then at the end, he's going to give you a way you can actually get these same five questions. So Dane, let's take it away, bud.
That then became, I tell you what, one of the best question processes you could do with people is ask them, what's the most important activity in your business? And then how do you go about doing it? And usually there's a lot of pain with it. We could do it. We could actually demo it with you right now if you want.
Yeah.
I could ask you, what's the most important activity in your day-to-day business life right now?
So me, the most important activity is trying to define whatever it'll take to reduce churn.
Oh, wow.
I look at customer success is my primary thing. So whatever, we have a lot of people who come into ClickFunnels, and if they leave, I'm like, why did they leave? What are we missing? So that's what consumes my mind all the time is I believe we have the best product in for anybody out there, but all of a sudden someone leaves. I'm like, why would they leave? What did we do wrong?
That's amazing. Amazing. So like when I listen, I like to listen, wait for like, I've got goosebumps of what you're saying, which is really good. Like sometimes if someone says something, you might be more confused. So keep asking questions until you kind of get that real connected feeling. So you feel connected with what we're talking about. A lot of other people are wondering like, how can we get attention online? How do we get attention? Attention, attention, attention. How do we capture attention? Well, you want to capture attention, just ask people what they're thinking about most of the time. And then you write about that. And it's really that simple. It's like, hey, what are you thinking about on a day-to-day basis right now? What takes up all your thoughts? And like, dude, I'm thinking about this. So now guys, if you want to get Dave's attention and send him an email, send him emails with subjects that go secrets to SaaS churn. Secrets to reducing SaaS churn. And Dave will not be able to help it. You will be literally mind controlling Dave. He'll be opening that email and be like, damn you, Dane. Why you got that? 100 emails show up, SaaS churn secret production. Hey, Dave, now that I got your attention, man, can you da-da-da-da-da-da?
No, but Dane, you're totally right. It's funny you mentioned that because one of the coaches I've hired, actually, Dan Martell, Dan's a dear friend of mine. I met him at Traffic and Conversion Summit down there in San Diego. A couple of buddies invited us to go on a yacht together. And we actually, his whole thing was, you know what, tell me about ClickFunnels. What's your biggest concern? That was literally his question. What's your biggest concern? I'm like, Dan, my biggest concern is reducing churn. And Dan's done a ton of SaaS companies, everything else. And it wasn't until it was a year and a half later when I finally, it literally was just literally an obsession of mine. I've got to figure this thing out. And I called Dan. I said, Dan, I know you've got SaaS Academy. I know you've got these other things. I don't need that. What I need is just churn. He goes, well, Dave, I don't have a coaching program. I'm like, Dan, I don't care. Literally, you don't understand. I will write whatever check you want. This is what I need. And he's like, all right, let's do this. And so since then, Todd Dickerson, co-founder, and myself have been on monthly calls with Dan Martell just because of exactly what you said, Dave. So it totally works.
Are you able to mention what you paid him?
It was almost six figures.
Okay. And how did that price come to be?
Honestly, he just made it up. I was literally just on a Zoom call like this. And he's like, Dave, you know, I don't do one-on-one coaching. It's just not worth my time. I do group stuff. And I'm like, fine, man, but I don't want the group. He goes, well, it probably cost you X. I'm like, done. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, you're the best at this. I don't care. Honestly, you have to understand if I can tackle this churn thing, what I just paid you for the year, I can get back in a couple of months. And that's really what it came down to where I looked at it. I was basically, he's selling money at a discount is how I see it. I'm like, I'm willing to pay. If you can help me solve this problem and it's going to save me X, I will gladly pay 2 to 3 times X because I know, especially on SaaS business, that's a monthly opportunity for us.
Yeah. So I want to speak. So in terms of clear customer, clear result, clear mechanism, SaaS founder, clear result, reduce churn, now mechanism, how do we do that? But you're going to pay for it and brainstorm mechanism. You don't even need to know mechanism. Like Elon Musk humanity, Mars, humanity going to Mars, customers, humanity, Mars as a result. He doesn't know I'm going to get there. You know, brainstorm the mechanism with them. So there is, it can kind of mind boggle us in terms of like your struggle can stop the moment you start listening. It can kind of break your brain to realize that you could be literally 1 5-minute conversation away from a multimillion dollar business than one you already have. You could be 5 minutes away from a multimillion dollar product line in the business you currently own. You could be that close to it. Just like I asked, what's the most important thing? So just churn. So let's come back to this. Cause I want to kind of ask you some more questions on this if I could.
Yeah, of course.
So SaaS churn. So how are you going about that process right now of reducing churn?
So one of the very first things he made mention of is, Dave, what are you doing to track it? And so we started putting in, and not just tracking it, breaking it down by, so for us, it was list segmentation. That was one of the main things. Is, are you looking at churn globally? Or are you looking at churn by segment? I'm like, I'm looking at churn globally. He says, all right, you need to look at it by segment. And so that goes back to, Dane, what you made mention earlier was, when we first started ClickFunnels, everything was about, it doesn't matter, is bring in all the customers. We can help everybody. And now it's more a matter of, okay, who is the right customer for us? Yeah. Is it the person who already has an existing business? That ideally would be perfect. If a person already has an existing business, they've already got traffic going to it. And what they need is they need to find some way of improving their funnels and of working on the conversion. So for us, if we can find someone who's got an existing business, but they're struggling, we have all the answers for that. And that's where we've really started looking at.
Nice. You've narrowed down to existing businesses that are struggling with getting customers.
Yep.
Nice. My buddy, Chris Brisson, who owns salesmessage.com, said, you know, when he got lead scoring down, he found that his most painful customers were solopreneurs.
Yeah.
And the customers that had like 50 sales guys on the floor were like dream come true customers. If you think about it, the urgent pain they have, they got 50 people they got to pay every month. They're probably not going to think too fast about implementing sales messages to do two-way texting for their business, you know? So shout out to Chris. But okay, so that's how you go about it. Now, if you could wave a magic wand, just like literally like go to, like think in the terms of Disneyland, you're a kid, you got a magic wand, you wave that magic wand and have anything happen and it would create a solution for your churn. What would that solution be? Or what would that magic wand be?
Great question. What would that magic wand be for me right now? Right now, I think the magic wand would be, I would love to know the real reason why people are leaving.
Wow.
Because, you know, people say it's price. I'm like, no, it's not price. That's just an easy escape. That's not the real reason. So if I could wave a magic wand, if I knew the real reason why everybody was leaving, I could solve that problem.
So if I had a team of little dwarves that had the mailing addresses of every one of your customers and they would go to their house and threaten them with knives at gunpoint until they gave the real reason, would that be something worth paying for?
Absolutely.
So they're anonymous. This can't be linked back to ClickFunnels or me. It's got to be completely exactly. Anonymous. There was the Donald Trump Secret Service or something. So this is like, this is phenomenal. So I want to say, by the way, when you're doing these kind of conversations, what the most important activity, how do you go about it? What would your magic wand be? If you go to startfromzero.com and you type in /5, FIVE, you can get a 5-question process. This is part of there's 5 questions. I'm only asking 3 of the 5, but this is part of the 5-question process you can use to ask anybody to instantly find or very quickly find really amazing profitable ideas and solutions to build. Notice I didn't have to find the idea, and notice I didn't even have to come up with the solution. I'm truly in a state of listening. So, but if you want that, it's a free excerpt, no email capture required. And you just go there and because it's truly free, it's 5-page PDF thing. If you like that, then do pick up the book. But that excerpt will give you these questions. But now if we come back to this, so magic wand is to know the real reason that your customers are churning. So let's do, so the first question is pretty much, you know, what are you thinking about? What's your most present problem? Churn. How do you go about it? One of the other questions is what happens if you don't solve this problem? You know, and maybe I should ask that. Let's follow the framework. So I'm actually disciplined here. You know, what would happen if you don't solve the problem of churn?
For us, what happens is if I don't solve the problem of churn, we eventually get to the point where we are losing more customers than we can actually bring in on a daily basis because churn is based on a percentage. And so if all of a sudden, if I get to a point where I can't tackle churn and reduce churn, I literally will lose more customers. And I'll have to double or triple my ad spend just to to equal what's going out the back end.
So the business will crumble.
Business will die.
How many employees now?
350.
A lot of families.
A lot of families. I think about that especially these days. Every single one of those people, I'm like, ooh. I think that's, again, a totally different side note. I think that's the blessing and the curse of growing a big business is the responsibility you feel as a business owner becomes very, very heavy on your shoulders, because you know that families rely on you on a daily basis for what they eat and where they send their kids to school and how they do everything. So it's, I love it. I love the opportunity. I love the responsibility. At the same time, it is what keeps me up at night.
Wow. Well, thank you for what you do on behalf of me. And that's, I mean, all the entrepreneurs that are served through ClickFunnels and people get introduced to the concept of funnels. It's just revolutionary. I used to go to Dan Kennedy conferences back in the day, and I would just talk to the guys. I was like, is it blow your mind that how much money a landing page can make you? You know, this is back in like 2006, you know, before ClickFunnels. But anyway, so now the business crumbles. So now we got you connected to the pain of not solving this problem. So now we will, the questions are a little out of order, but you can get the right order at startfromzero.com/5. Now, would that, if you could find out the real reason that people were churning, would that be worth paying for? And if so, how much?
Absolutely be worth paying for. And it would be easy worth paying six figures plus for. Because if I don't tackle it, it literally would become a six-figure monthly loss.
Wow. Okay, so now I've found a problem. Customer, SaaS, result, reduced churn. Now I've got to outsource mechanism to experts. So I probably talk to my friends about churn. I start looking around. I'd see if I could put together a package. I'd think about seeing if there's some SaaS I could build that would do that. But, you know, Elon Musk can set a goal to go to Mars. Could probably set this goal and probably figure out this. So if I was to, so what I would do now is I'd say, so if I was to just kind of brainstorm this, and if I had an idea that I thought might be effective, would you be all right if I ran it by you?
Of course. Absolutely.
And now we're in business. And that sounds like a damn good idea too. I'm like, God, I'm not going to be thinking about that idea. The real reason people churn.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of what that solution might actually look like? Because you're so connected to the problem, you might actually know.
I've got good friends at churnbusters.com and at profitwell.com and at chartmogul.com, which are all tracking software pieces. And we're trying to, you know, there's different emails that we send out. But the one problem none of those solve right now is the real reason. And so we're, I'm trying to do a couple things internally to figure that piece out. And I think the other thing is trying to understand, because if I can find out why they churn, then it's all about customer success before they get to that point. And putting the tools and the processes in place before you even get there solves that problem. And so one of the things I've been looking at is really helping more from the onboarding standpoint. Because one of the things we've realized is a reason people churn is they don't ever actually use the platform. And so if I can get people into ClickFunnels faster and actually get their first pages created, if they get their first funnel created, even if it's collecting their first lead, I mean, those are some of the main things. And so I'm looking at what are the action steps that we need to have in place during the onboarding sequence. Within that first, again, I really have about 105 days. It's a 15-day free trial. I could break my whole business. Dan, we need to do a consulting call afterwards.
It'd be fun, man. I'd be like, let's do this. Let's explore it.
But again, I look at it, basically it's about 105 days is where I really need to have people have success. And so in that first 15 days, if I can get, you know, 15 days, get people to actually have success in the first 15 days and identifying success for each customer is different. For some people, it's, I want my funnel built for 15 days. Well, that may not be as possible for a lot of people. For most people, it's just, I want to know that I've actually created something on the platform. And that's some of the main things we're really looking at. On a side note, I can tell you, Dan, one of the things that has helped retention a ton has been our One Funnel Away challenge. That's a 30-day challenge, cost the customer $100. And I literally was just working with our BI team earlier today. And what we found is for those people who went through the One Funnel Away challenge, 6 months later, their retention is twice as much as those people who didn't.
Dang.
That's one of the things.
And so why do you think that is?
I'm still working out the details of that. Part of it, I think there's some causation to it, meaning if they're willing to spend $100 to go through the challenge, they're much more
motivated. Do you mind if I share what I just think it is?
Yeah.
Belief.
I would agree with you on that.
They probably cancel because they don't have belief it'll work. And I mean, you just give them belief in this and it doubles. Simply belief starts to fall apart. So I'd probably put together a program to explore this assumption. Is it actually belief? And then how do we just like, I mean, you could work with the greatest belief experts. You could like, cause there's so many amazing subtle ways that you can shape a belief in someone. I mean, you look about Hitler and the Holocaust and you wonder how in the world did he get people do something so traumatic? And then you look through the museum in New York and you find out that he was banging on their head with that belief for 10 years or more. He was breaking down that idea for 10 years before it came. 10 years he did that. Like, how did you get the Holocaust to happen? By literally programming people that Jews are bad over like 10 years or more. I mean, if he can do something that causes people to take human life, which is awful, there's I hate drawing that parallel. I'm going to drop that parallel.
But you know, on that parallel, I think the flip side of that parallel is you take a look at, from a religious standpoint, what causes people to be good is belief. Belief in their actions actually will have an eternal consequence for good or bad.
So I'm thinking, you know, I'm kind of working myself out of a consulting role by just giving you a solution, which is fine with me. But like, what I think about is this is terms of like, how do you assess their belief while they're signing up? How can you quantify it? So the biggest reason that people churn, let's just make the assumption, say it's belief. Now we're going to test the assumption, but now how can we quantifiably measure what their level of belief is the day they sign up and see if we can track that level of belief to how quickly they churn? Now, if you're looking at how to install belief over the next, I mean, maybe I could help talk about that. I mean, you guys are brilliant marketers. So, but this is now we're into the weeds. If I was doing this process, like I mentioned, I do the five questions. I might talk a little more about it, but then I would part, and I would do a lot of brainstorm research, and I'd email, and I'd put together some sort of package that could work, and I'd solve your problem first, and then once we got the real reason people churn for you, now I'm thinking like, okay, this is a great book. The Real Reason People Churn is a great book title, a great little ebook. Now I've got this and I'm starting to build my whole brand and I'm going to only work on SaaS churn. And I tell you what, if you want to have the kind of business where people come to you and you sit back in your lawn chair with your feet kicked back and your stogie and you're sipping on scotch and people are coming to you and they're wanting to work with you, you want to have a business idea like helping SaaSes with churn, because that's going to get people coming to you. Now, if you have a different business, like where it's like, hey, you know, you're helping, you're another one of the 100 people with weight loss, you know, you're probably going to have to work pretty hard for those deals. But if you actually look at people, what they're really thinking about, I mean, yeah, building a business around churn would be a nice psychological flip, because you'd just have people beating a path to your door if you're doing it right.
Dude, that's brilliant. Thank you.
And fun. And super damn fun, man. I mean, like, this is great. This is like, business does not have to be a struggle.
I love it.
We get our ass kicked every day too, every now and again, you know, whatever, but that's why not? Fun. Yeah.
So for those of you guys who are listening, this is actually the second episode. We probably split this thing right before Dane went into consulting with me. So you'll get that piece and you will have heard this call to action twice now. That call to action is to go to startfromzero.com. Again, you want the five questions, it's startfromzero.com/5.
And just want to say thank you to you, Dave, and the energy you bring and how gratefully you receive me. And it's a gift to do the five question process with someone. It's even better if you're working with someone who's committed to being at the top of their field.
Well, thank you.
So yeah, thank you for making the choice to be that, because you make it a true joy for me to be around, really.
Dan, it's my pleasure. So again, you will have heard two episodes here. We're super excited. Again, please ask you to reach out to Dane at startfromzero.com. As you can tell, if you've listened to both these episodes now, he literally pours his whole heart and soul into this. I usually only run these things for about 20, 25 minutes. And Dane was like, Dave, I'll go as long as you want. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I didn't know Dane that well when he first got started. Now Dane is like a dear friend of mine. And again, I highly recommend if you haven't listened to the first episode, go back and listen to that one for sure. And you're going to want to get both these. And please support Dane at startfromzero.com. Go get his book. At least get his 5 questions at startfromzero.com/5.
Mm-hmm.
Dane, thanks so much, bud.
To help Dave with his churn.
Yeah, it's right.
I can always see the emails now. It's like, hey, Dave, what would it mean to you if you were to save one customer churning per day? One customer churning per day would be about $3,000 MRR per month, $36,000 per year. If I had one idea to help you reduce that churn, would you pay 10% of that?
I could be slowing down this podcast. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He just gave me exactly the answer today. So,
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.